Caleb, you sent us a text last night that I think requires some more digging into. So apparently you cried for the first time in several years.
Yeah, we'll go there. So yeah, we'll start off with I cried last night, which is really weird for me. Okay, Tori was shocked. In fact, so shocked that like she walked in the room and was like,
actually was the last time you cried? Because I don't know that.
Dude, I honestly don't know. I could ask Tori. I really honestly do not know. I mean, like
when Mary was born.
No, dude, I haven't cried for my kids being born. I didn't cry at my wedding. So that's what I'm saying. This was very strange.
Okay? What?
But cartoon dog rolls in.
Hey, spoilers. Wait, wait. You didn't cry at your own wedding? Dude, I was sobbing. I was on the floor sobbing when JC was walking down the aisle.
Yeah, no, it was one of the best days of my life, if not the best day of my life, but I didn't cry.
And
I
don't think,
yeah, I just am not a cry. And I was talking about it with Tori last night because I was trying to process why, because I was that freaked out by this. I was like, why did this happen? And I think, first off, one of the things that we realized is that I never have ever cried when I'm in like a situational thing, meaning like the birth of the kids, the wedding and stuff. If I'm in the moment for something, I just don't cry. And I think Tori and I talked about it. There's like an element of my brain that I think is more so like, I want to make sure that everything here is fine. I don't know if it's just like what that is. Right. But I feel like I want to be in control of making sure that we're all good. You know what I mean? So for me, like if I'm crying at the kid's birth or whatever, I feel like that takes me out of a step of knowing what's going on. Like, I wouldn't be the rock of the situation.
Like being in control of the situation in some way.
I want to be like the rock that other people who are crying can lean on in the situation. Yeah. And I think it's part of the reason why I just kind of block that part out. And I'm just like, I don't need to cry right now. Like I need to help this person who's crying. Right. So in a situational part, I don't. Where I tend to get like teary eyed is for when I'm like alone in my car by myself. If I'm like listening to like a certain song that like comes on and it has me thinking about things, right, then I'll start to get emotional. If I watch a movie and it's like just me, or if maybe it's just me and Tori, those things tend to like make me way more emotional. And I don't know why, it's because like I just feel in that moment I'm more
your guard's
able to
down.
Like my guard's down. Yeah, my guard's down. And I think like I find that this is weird to say out loud, especially on a podcast, but I feel like I'm most emotional when I'm alone in my car. Honestly, like dead serious. And I know that's weird, but like, I really feel it.
I feel, now that you've explained it, I feel super similarly. I would never cry in like a confrontation with another human or in a place where I have any vulnerability whatsoever. Like my body would not let me cry. But if I'm watching a commercial and it makes me think about my babies, I might cry. You know what I mean? Like, so I know what you mean. I'm with you.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, I guess, the psychological part of me as just a human. But anyways, let's go to last night. So I cry for the first time in forever. And it's for something that like is honestly, it feels embarrassing to even say it out loud, but it's for a kids TV show. And it's this latest episode of Bluey that came out. And I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy because it's a kids show. It really is. But
dude, I've heard the hype though. So it doesn't sound crazy because like I've heard multiple people be like, dude, when you start watching Bluey, you're going to feel things. Like that's what people say.
Yeah.
It really is an exceptional show. There's been other episodes. Like there's this one episode where like the dad is playing with his kids and he goes outside and like he's like by the end of the episode, he's slowing down and looking at like the like veins inside of leaves and stuff like that and kind of just appreciating creation, right? And it's like it'll give you like little life lessons like that where you just are like,
I got goosebumps like, just now, just you describing it.
Right, like they get deep into just like what matters, you know what I mean? And so anyways, like I'd never gotten emotional from any episode. I was just like, oh wow, that was really cool, that was really meaningful or whatever. But this last episode, okay, I actually think it's like an extended episode. It's called The Sign for anybody out there that wants to look it up. But basically, without giving away spoilers, the whole concept of the episode is that the family is contemplating moving because of the dad's work, and it's like their struggle with like, we're gonna leave this home that we grew our kids up in and like our hometown and like what that does to the dynamic of the family. And at the end of the episode, it just like punches you in the face with just like raw emotion. And dude, it made me tear up. And I'm like, that is so unlike me. Tori comes in the room, she's like, are you crying right now? And even Hannah, she's never ever seen it. And so she looks up, she's like, he's not crying, he's fine. You know what I mean? Because my daughter's 3 years old. She's like, he's okay. But I'm like, you know, because she can't understand the, like, why I would cry. Or, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyways, mm-hmm. It was just, I encourage anyone to watch it. I think if you haven't seen Blue, you probably won't cry, because I think it means even more if you've kind of watch the story of the characters over time. But it's, yeah, it hits a really strong message that honestly I think is in tune with like Do Not Disturb actually. So it's kind of totally. it's a cool message. So
I love it. Dude, so I've seen one episode, but we were at the lake last summer. And my cousin was there with her kids, and then they were in like the other side of the house. And my uncle, totally unrelated to the cousin, like just separate. My uncle was over there, like falling asleep on the couch, and the little boy went in there and turned Bluey on, and I went in and just watched an episode with him. And by the end of it, I was like, "What did I just watch? That was like emotionally like connected." You know, it wasn't like children's programming. It wasn't like, you know, some garbage TV for a kid. It was like someone thought about the theme that they wanted to say. And they made a beautiful like story about it. And so much so that at the end, my uncle, who's like 60, goes, that was a really good episode. And I'm like, yeah, that was really good. I don't know what this is. So that's the only thing I've seen. But I'm excited for Lincoln to like get into it. He's still like Miss Rachel only. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
He'll go Wiggles now and then. So I think I think we're close.
You're getting there.
He doesn't like watch TV. Like, we'll only turn it on, you know, when we need like some serious break for a second, you know, and he'll sit and watch Rachel for a little bit. But I'm excited. Do you think that you're more emotional now as a dad, by the way? Because I definitely am. I'm curious your thought on that. Things make me cry, dude, again, now. Crazy.
Yeah. So again, I'm just not a big crier in general, but I will say that like, let's just start here. Do you guys, like, when you say like you're crying, are you like tears coming down your face, like that kind of crying? Because the thing is I don't really, I almost never get like that, but like I will say that like since I've become a father especially, I will get teary eyed, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe the best term for it is choked up. I think that's probably a really good way to choked up. I feel like I get like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'll get like that, but to go from choked up to crying is like almost never for me. I don't know,
both
for Matthew. Matthew's a sobber.
I'm an just ugly crier. I just, like, when you talk about like, have you got more emotional, like, I'm not thinking, am I in a position of control? Like, I'm just like, just get it out, just let it out. Floodgates open, like, and I don't think it's anything like about like stoicism, or I think it's just, you know, I've always just been very sensitive. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was being disciplined as a child, all my parents would need to do is say, we're disappointed in you, and I would sob, and I'd never want to do anything bad after that. I wasn't like being grounded or like hit with a wooden spoon or anything.
Hit with a Hot Wheels track.
Exactly.
Oh man,
was that too specific?
That sounds specific, bro.
That's brutal, dude.
Hey, it was a different era, man. All right,
just with the orange like U-shaped.
Oh yeah, pain.
That'll whip at you. Yeah. But I mean, I've always just been an absolute weeper. So I'm listening to music while I'm working, and like, just tears coming down my face.
Wow.
Because I love the song so much. No, and it's not even like an emotional song. It's just like there is a sequence, like for example, say in The Lark Ascending, where there's just this 5-bar like stretch out of beauty, and it just like hits me. And I'm just like gone.
That's different. You're built different, dude.
That's different.
I'm proud of you and happy for you.
It is amazing. Yeah.
Wow. But has it increased since you had Leo, I guess is the question.
Yeah, my heart's grown bigger. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. That's how I feel.
I think when I'm actually thinking about it, the world really does feel much more hopeful and beautiful with a child in it, which kind of really just breaks me. So if I'm, wow, okay, trying not
to... Oh man,
hold on,
proof is in the pudding, folks.
Hold on.
Here we go.
I mean, you guys know this. Like, if I'm on, like, speaking of when we were giving love and shout out and that kind of stuff, if I do it on a call, you better believe there's a tear coming down my cheek, you know? But yeah, there's just something very hopeful about becoming a father, and you see things in a new light, and it really is like the lights come on, especially emotionally. Like, you know, you see your kid respond to something for the first time. It's like, oh my gosh. It's been a wonderful journey becoming a dad, for sure. So
I found that it doesn't even have to do with your kids sometimes. It's just like I think it's
a byproduct.
Changes just the way you perceive life, and and things just choke me up that I never would have thought would before. Like for me, like we'll watch something totally not emotional, like Top Chef, and they'll tell the backstory of one of the chefs who went through losing their mom at a young age, or, you know, whatever it was, and grinded their way. And by the end of just that 30-second like backstory, I got like tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I looked over at JC, I'm like, geez, are you? And she's like, oh, no, I wasn't really paying attention. And I'm like, what? Like, that just got, you know what I mean? But it's stuff like that. I'm like, I just feel deeper for like the human journey, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you feel the weight of what it is to like make a human and like see them grow. So that now, like, to me, everyone else's story is like weighty. It's like, it's like they've been through the thing that I'm currently trying to do with my children. You know, I don't know. It's just, none of that processes, it just makes me emotional, but for me, since being a dad like and twice over now, I'm like, I have so much more empathy, so much more like just genuine like emotion toward other humans, I've found.
And to bring it back to work, that really does affect how we work. You know, you have such a bigger purpose. Before, you know, a kid, it was like, oh well, hopefully we can, you know, save up to get a bigger house or go on this vacation. That's all great stuff. Now I'm like locked in because I've got a 18-month-old son who depends on me to put like food on the table, and that is just the best motivator. Because I joked earlier that fear is a motivator. I joked about that on a call yesterday. But really, love is the biggest motivator for me in my work. And there's no greater motivator than what you can do for your family. And I think that reflects in how you spend time with your family. It reflects on how you respond to Bluey. And it reflects on how you do your work, honestly.
That's right. That's like Caleb and I call Big Poppy energy right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, Big Poppy energy.
You want to be Big Poppy? Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I do agree, though. I'm more emotional after being a dad, for sure. I definitely am.
Would you have cried to Bluey before?
Probably not, actually. I wouldn't have watched Bluey before. The only reason I've watched Bluey is because I have a 3-year-old dad. But, But... yeah, it's definitely impactful for sure. So I don't know if that's a good ending note for.
Yeah, we'll have to all tune into Bluey and have an episode review next week or whenever we re-record this. But I'll watch it, dude. I'm excited. I want to check it out.
I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious if like you guys will have the impact, like, or it'll impact you guys the same way that did me, because I went into that episode just like, this is going to be another episode of Bluey. You know what I mean? So I had zero expectations. I wasn't like, this is the one that's supposed to like be all crazy. So I'm curious if like that anticipation of me hyping it up to you guys is going to affect anything.
You said you've seen like 50. There's like 200 episodes. Mm-hmm. So where am I supposed to start here?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you have to watch every single episode to like get it. You know what I mean? But I have watched a ton of them just because it, like, sometimes it'll just play in the background there. You know what I mean? And I can even just like hear it, but anyways,
I do know the song.
I've been protecting my heart by not watching it up until now because I know it will break me. But I mean, we just started another run through of Mad Men, so maybe I should just stop that and just get on Bluey.
I think it's a very different vibe. Very different vibe from Mad Men.
Yeah, I don't think it's you're gonna get the same sort of feels there. But anyways, yeah, I love this discussion though. Thank you for asking that, Dakota. I wasn't expecting you to bring that up on this chat, but
I figured it was a good it's a good in between. And I like I like this pod just being a place to chat about what's top of mind for us and because what's cool about this is obviously us three are connected through many different strings, right? But like Caleb, me and you we met through work. We've become best friends because of work and obviously co-founded a company together. But like work is kind of where we, you know, met and we're like introduced to each other. And we realized through that we were like kind of the same person, which obviously lent itself to friendship. Matthew and I know each other because of friendship first and work second. And so it's fun because like anything we would talk about is going to have like strings between it's do not disturb, right? It's like, how do we nurture our friendships in ways that are like Matthew and Caleb, you guys only know each other because of me through work. Right. And so it's how do we, but your friends still too. So it's like, how do we kind of like figure out the distinct, he says, I don't know, somebody that could cry to Bluey. Just kidding. How do we figure out like the like lines in the sand, or do we even need to? And where does do not disturb come in and not, right? Like if I get a text from Caleb at 9 p.m., I know it's not going to be a stressful work text, right?
Yeah.
But that's just because we're friends and I know you well enough. It could be, you know, but like I guess what I'm trying to say is anything is on the table for this podcast in my mind, because we're kind of like navigating together. What does all this look like? And
yeah.
And I think it's a healthy conversation to have and a fun one.
100%. Agreed.
Let's go. Cool. All right. Well, until next time, this has been Do Not Disturb.
Peace out, guys.
Gonna go cry in a corner. See you guys.